Morning. What I want y'all to do as I'm getting set up here is get really comfortable in your seat. Just sit back, relax, just get in your groove, just get really comfortable, because you're only going to enjoy it for a moment. I hope it's okay this morning if I make you a little uncomfortable. I make you question where you're at in your life. I make you think twice of what you're doing in your everyday life. I want you to feel okay if it hurts a little, because it did for me. I want you to say, okay. Because the journey that we're about to take for the next couple months is not just my journey, but it's your journey. I'll give you a little bit of comfort. You can take this journey however you want. It's just like a long walk that we're going to take together. If you get tired, you can stop. Take a break and slow down and do all that, then pick up and start all over again or keep on going. It can be a journey that you take by yourself. Or you can bring a family member or a friend, whoever you want to. We're kind of going to go it together, but it's your journey. How you handle it, how you take it, nobody can control. Nobody says, hey, you need to pick up the pace. Hey, nobody can tell you, hey, slow it down. It's your journey to go whatever pace that you want to go. It's all about you this morning, because it's going to be about your relationship with Christ. I can't say how it goes. I can't say that you need to do this. I can't tell you you have to do this. All I can do is tell you this morning, it's going to be about your journey. So what this lesson's about this morning is the warm-up about what we're getting ready to do. The elders have decided that we want to do a three-way approach to this lesson. This lesson on the life of Christ is going to start in the Bible class. We're going to have a discussion every Sunday morning about the life of Christ. And then we're going to spend about 45 minutes in there in a deep study on that. And then for worship service, I get to speak for about 20 to 30 minutes about the life of Christ. So we in depth dig in deeper. And you have these books that you can get, and you don't have to get them. You can take notes and do your own study, but you have the ability to take this book and take it home and do an even deeper study about the life of Christ. Where it's going to be heard a little this morning is if you think about the life of Christ and what he did when he came to earth. He left heaven from above, the perfect place to come down on earth. Now, Jesus, when he came down on earth, felt everything that you feel, every stub toe, every heartbreak, everything and pain that you go through. He gave up down there to come down here. Excuse me. Came down here for you to build his relationship with you. His whole life, as we'll study here in the weeks to come, is about you. So what walk are you going to take? I know it may mean, and watch your toes. I'm on the mic today for a reason. Watch your toes. I know it may mean you have to get up an hour earlier to get to Sunday school, to be a part of that deeper study. I know it may mean you may have to go tonight an hour earlier to make Sunday school to get the best value out of this lesson. I
I know you may have to take some time in the weeks after worship. You just can't come to worship, study Sunday school, and hear a lesson from me and say, we're done for the week. But you may have to go do some studying afterwards. Let you know that I'm not doing making you do nothing that I'm already doing myself. I'm sorry about that. I've had a sore throat this week, so it's coming up and catching up with me. It may be difficult. Like it is for me right now. But the Lord will get us through it. It may be hard, but preparing these lessons, I'm telling you, I get a lot more out of it than y'all do. I get the better end of the stick because I get to study and find out more, and throughout the week, things come to me. So, we're going to study the life of Christ. It's going to be a deep study. It's going to be one that we go from Old Testament to New Testament. We can say the life of Christ is only a period of the Bible, a short period of the Bible. But it's not. As we study this, you'll see that everything focuses back on Christ. Everything. Judy brought it up this morning when we talked about it in Bible class. One of the things that she learned when she started studying was that he was always there. So, why are we studying Christ? So let's look at some scriptures of why we're going to do a deeper study of the life of Christ. In John 1, verse 1, it tells us this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We need to understand and focus on the life of Christ because He's the key to it all. As we go into this morning, I think I'll point out some things that maybe we haven't really thought about how important studying the life of Christ is. Not only was He there at the beginning, but He'll be there at the end, at our celebration. Not only is He the key point to everything, He's the beginning and the end. So why wouldn't we not study the life of Christ? We were going to start out when we first started next week in Bible class. We're going to start about the prophets who foretold everything that Christ was going to go through. His entire life. And then we're going to talk about it in worship service. Y'all know this verse. John 3:16, and we'll do 3:16 and 17. But listen to it for a second. Listen deeply to it for a second. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave His only Son, the only Son that He had. What did it take for that to occur? I feel it. We're almost over the hump with my throat, so bear with me. But whoever believes in who? We read over that all the time. God recognized the importance of His Son. Whoever believes in Him, God didn't put the focus on Himself. He put it on His Son. We read this verse all the time, and we read right over there, for God so loved the world that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And we miss this what God puts the focus on. He puts the focus on His Son. So why aren't we not putting the focus on His Son? And you'll see why as we go through here. Not only that He loves us so much and give us a chance for eternal life while we were yet sinner, while we were at our lowest point, He sent His Son. He gave it all at the beginning. So as we are about to walk through this journey together,
in your personal journey, you need to understand what's been sacrificed for you already. For God did, in the, verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through who? Him might be saved. You see the focus that God, the Heavenly Father, put? He put it on his son. Everything was relying on his son. And as we study that, we'll find out how important. Let me tell you about this journey. My throat feels a little bit better now. Let me tell you about this journey. It's not going to be easy for y'all. As we do the study, you're going to find out things about yourself that you've been lacking. You're going to find out some things about yourself that you've got to improve. You're going to find out some things that's going to hurt and be difficult for you. But look at Christ's life. Tell me what was easy about his life on earth and on that cross. So, yes, you can take a break at any time. You can say it too much and I won't be there for Sunday school. I just need a break. You can take a break during the week and not pull out the book or take out your notes and study a little harder. You can take a break because it's your journey. You need to understand that. You can tell somebody about what you learned this week, or you can tell not a soul. This will be a journey that is for you. It will all come together at the end when I bring it to you in this lesson. It's your choice. But when it's time that Sunday morning, when it's hard to get up for that one more hour, just an hour earlier for Christ, look back at his life. And maybe that will motivate you to come work a little harder. Because it's a dedication. Christ has nothing to prove at this point, brothers and sisters. And we have everything to prove to him. How much do we love the Lord? What are we willing to do for him? That's what it comes down to. So I know our toes are hurting a little bit. Mine was when I was starting doing this study. Hey, I need to give up some time after work. I'm tired and long and work on these lessons. You're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to find time in your day and throughout your week to pull out this book or pull out your notes and sit down and study. Because you're not going to all get it in the 45 minutes classroom and then 20 minute sermon. It ain't going to happen. Remember, it's your journey. What we're going to do in this journey is knowing Jesus. How to hear, to see, and to be more like him. How to hear and see him and to be more like him. We say that all the time, be more like Jesus. But do we really understand what we're saying? Because as we go through the study, what he went through, you may not want to go through. You may not want to be like Jesus in some of these areas. But it's what we got to do. Philippians 3 verse 8 tells us this. I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom sake I have lost all things, and I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ. Everything we have now, everything that we could possibly gain, ain't worth anything to be able to gain the knowledge of Christ. To know what the journey we're about to take, you can't put a value on. You can sell all you had and it's considered garbage to be able to gain what we can learn from Christ alone. And we know that the Son of God, in 1 John 5, verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is the truth. And we are in him that is the truth, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. You want eternal life? There's only one way. There's only one path. And that's the path we're about to take. And that's the path going through Jesus Christ. So we need to go through Christ if we want eternal life. I know we get busy in our everyday life. I know we kind of put things on a back burner. I know that things we got to get accomplished in this life. But at the end of it all, what have we gained? 1 John 2, verse 3 tells us this. By this we know that we have come to know Him if we keep His commandments. We got to follow His will and not our will. We got to be willing to give up all we have and do whatever He asks in His name. First John 2, verse 4 tells us this. The man who I say I know him, the men who say I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. You know, that's talking to us. That's talking to us as brothers and sisters who come to church and think that we're doing His will and we're marking, checking off the boxes of that we've done what we needed to do and that we're living the life that we were supposed to. I know Christ. Do I really know Christ? There's one of those questions for you. Do I really know Christ? Because I do not want to face judgment day and He come and tell me, you're a liar. I told you to do this, but you chose this. I told you to give up this, but you did not give it up. I chose you to walk down this path, but you chose that path. And that day, I don't want to be called a liar. So we need to focus on where our relationship with Christ is. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 through 33, and we'll read on further through Matthew here in a moment. Therefore, anyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. I guess we want to get to the Father in heaven. Who do we go through? Jesus. There's no other way. Because He tells us if we confess Him, He will confess us before His Father. But if we deny Him, the Father will never know us. Because He'll deny us. So we got to walk this journey. Go down to verse 37, a little bit further through verse 39, it says this. He who loves the father more than and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoa! I gotta love Christ more than I love my father and mother. That's what Scripture just said. Let's read on. And he who loves his son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoa! I gotta love the Father, I love Christ Jesus more than I love my kids. That's powerful. Hard. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. We kind of read over that one because we don't want to really pay attention to that. You know what a cross was designed for? We talk about it all the time. Crosses are designed to die on. There's no easy path to a cross. There's no easy path. It's a quite painful path. But if we're not willing to do that for Christ, we're not worthy of Him. So the journey is not going to be an easy one. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. In Mark 8, 36 and 37, it tells us this. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? If we truly understand what's there for us, if we truly understand the gift that he's giving us, if we truly knew what giving all that other stuff up, we'd give it up in a heartbeat. And I promise you on Judgment Day, when you're there and we're there together and we're singing praises to our Father and we're celebrating eternal life in heaven, we'll look back and say, whew, I about gave that up for that. We're going to realize and understand what we gained, what we've gotten, and what everybody else missed because they're not willing to walk a journey that may be a little difficult for us. It's hard, but it's not as hard as we make it out to be, brothers and sisters. I just went through and made it sound like this is going to be the worst journey that you ever went through in your entire life. It's a cruise ship compared to what you're about to receive. It's about taking a cruise. You could be on a cruise. What you're about to receive as his child and as his son, you are not going to be able to wrap your head around and imagine. You're going to say, why did I even think twice about going down that journey Brother Bear was talking about on that Sunday? Because there's so much coming our way. If we can understand that or grasp a concept of that, it's light and momentary. It's light and momentary. Because he talks about us like this. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. A shepherd will do anything for his sheep. He'll leave the 99 and go after the one and put his life in jeopardy to go down the cliff to get that sheep. Do whatever it takes to protect that sheep. And that's what Christ does for us. He already showed that. He gave up and did whatever it took to give us the opportunity for eternal life. He gave it. First Peter 5, verse 7 tells us this. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. You got worries, concerns. You got worries about making this journey. You got worries about bills. You got worries about life. Christ says, throw it on me. Throw it on me. Because I'll take care of it for you. Romans 6:23 tells us this. For the wager of sin is death. And that's where we were at, brothers and sisters. That's our outcome. That's what's going to happen to us. That's where we're going to be if we're not willing to take this journey. There's no good outcome for us. There's only one good outcome for us. And this is to take this journey to learn as much as we can about Jesus. Put on the gift of God is eternal life through who? Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's the only way we receive the gift. That's the only way we know is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We don't get eternal life any other way, and we're doomed for death otherwise. Once we start putting this in perspective, yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, it's going to be difficult. But this is not something that we're going to do by ourselves. We got a shepherd who's going to look over us all the way. When it gets difficult, who's going to pull us up out of the water? And we were talking about this morning, my favorite story in the whole Bible that Jesus tells is about Peter walking on water. When Peter was walking on water, you know, Peter, he kind of has it. I got this. Type of attitude. That's why I like him so much, because at times I'm that way. And he starts walking on that water and he finds out he doesn't have this because he took his eyes off Jesus. And he starts sinking in the water. And what did Jesus do while he was sinking? He picked him up. And that's when it gets difficult for us, when we take our eyes off Jesus. He's still going to reach out for us. He's still going to pick us up. He's going to pick us up and say, oh, ye of little faith, learn from this. Never do this again. Sin no more. And send us on our way again. But he's going to protect us and look out for us. In John 6, verse 35, and Jesus said unto him, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. That doesn't look and sound like anything of a Lord who's going to put us to the side or make us to go through struggles. He's going to provide everything that we need. We don't have to worry about anything when we're in this journey that we're about to take. In John chapter 6, verse 36 and 37, as we read on, but I say to you that ye have seen me and yet not believed. All that the Father gives me, I will come to me. And to the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out. He will not turn us away. He will not. But we got to believe in him. So why are we focusing on it? Because I want to go back to a little thing that has during my coffin spell overlooked. But this is a good opportunity to bring it up. Why is it important to study the life of Christ? Remember that short span I was telling you about a moment ago when I was coughing and all that other stuff? That's just a short part of the Bible. Just a short part. Why is that important? Why is that important? What was read so well earlier, let me read it to you again. In John verse 20, verses 30 and 31. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in the book, this book. But these are written that you may believe, and that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So, Christ did so many more miracles, so many more that were not written down, that were not a focus of these scriptures. But these are. Why? Because they have great value. There's something in these stories that maybe as Christians we grew up, we kind of read over and passed over many times. But in a deeper study, we'll find out the mystery that is in these verses. While all the other ones were left out, but these are valuable and important. So this is going to be a journey that we're going to find the mystery of Christ. Because these are so vitally important that he put it in verse. These are important. They're the ones that are written down. You need to study these. And that's what we're going to do as a congregation. We're going to study these. And study them deeply enough that we find those aha moments that we've overlooked for 20, 30, 40, 50 years as a congregation. Our faith is going to grow stronger. Our love for Christ is going to grow stronger. We're going to grow stronger as a congregation. You're going to grow stronger as an individual Christian because of the studies that we are trying to take on here at Edge Hill. I love this verse in 1 Peter 2, 2 Peter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. That's the journey we're going to take. That's the journey you're going to take. That's the journey we're going to go through for the next couple months, and it's going to be hard. And I encourage you to take every opportunity that the elders are giving you, being here at Sunday school, being here for worship service, and carrying these books home, or at least taking notes, and studying on it even more when you go home. And those who are online, Tom puts these online, so if you miss something, you can listen to them and pay attention. If you need a book, you call me or Wesley. Am I putting you in a spot, Wesley? You call me or Wesley, and we will bring you a book so you're able to make this journey with us. You may not physically be here, but spiritually you'll be a part of everything. Just call us, let us know, and we will bring the book to you. Because we don't want nobody in this congregation to miss out on this journey. We don't want nobody to miss out what we are about, the journey we're about to take. And I'm telling you, I can carry you down this journey, but it's your journey. I can't focus that enough. It's what you're going to get out of it is what you put into it. I can show you all the right verses. I can talk about anything I want to talk about. But if you're not willing to make the journey, it's not going to happen. I encourage you to bring a friend. We're about to do a study that I'm really super excited about. I encourage you to tell your family about it who are not here. I encourage you to talk about it throughout the week. You won't believe what we're studying about. And they'll say, what's the big deal? You got to be there to see it. That's the only way you're going to get the action of it. It's like telling about a football game, but if you're not present, you don't see every play. You're going to miss a play. If you go get a commercial break, somebody going to make a touchdown. And you're going to miss it. So I encourage you to be here. Because let me tell you why. You ever watch a movie or read a love story and go, man, I wish that was me. I would love somebody to love me like that. Some love stories, they have good endings, and some love stories, they have sad endings. But let me tell you, this story about you, it's about me too, but it's about you, is an amazing love story. It's an amazing love story about Christ, how He loves you, how much value He has in you, and why you're so important. It's one of those love stories that you just want to be a part of and put yourself in the midst of, knowing that somebody loves me that way and that much. I'm telling you, this story is literally about each and every one of you. So why wouldn't you want to go down that journey? About a love story about you. I've never been in a love story that I knew of till today. And I realized as we were talking about it in class and stuff, that this love story is written about me. So I got a book. It's right here. This is my book. It's a love story about me. And it's also about you. I don't know what you're going through, what difficulties you may have, but the good Lord gets you through it like He got me through this sermon. We thought we were going to have to cut it short, but no, the Lord said He ain't done. He's got this. That's one thing I can promise you. I've read your story. I've read your story right here. And I know your outcome. It's a good ending. It's a great ending. It's not one of sad and sorrows and tears. It's one of joy, love, and mercy and grace. It's a great and awesome story. So let us help you together get through that story and help you realize what Christ really should mean to you. If there's anything that we can do for you, why don't you come now as we stand and sing.